the superintendent of the Mexico School District, Dr. Troy Lentz. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. December is upon us, which means that, Christmas break is just right around the corner. I think this week is going to be the last day for kids in the Mexico School District for a while.
Christmas break is going to start Friday at 3, so parents, if you haven't gotten to the store to get all the Tostitos pizza rolls and cereal boxes that the kids need to stay full next week, you got a little bit of time, so we're going to give them back to you for a little bit for the holidays.
No doubt. A little bit of a break there. There was a school board meeting that took place last night. And as always, you come in and update us from that. You did give an update. Just to remind people, the North Central Missouri Conference is the school, the conference that Mexico is in, along with several other school districts. And that is going to be dissolved at the end of next year. Kind of give us an update on that, if you will.
Sure. So, this summer, this fall, the conference superintendents decided that it was time to announce the dissolution of the NCMC so that everyone could start looking for a new home. And what each school district that was left in the NCMC has found is that it's tougher to find a conference fit than we had hoped. So Hannibal, Kirksville, Mexico, Moberly, Marshall, we're all still on the hunt. It'd be good if we could kind of shop together, so to speak, a little bit. But nothing has presented itself except for there was kind of an invitation of sorts from the Tri-County Conference extended to Mexico and three other schools. I think at this time I'd prefer just to leave their names out of it. I don't know how they've had a chance to communicate with their communities and boards yet. But so if those four schools would join the Tri-County, then we'd all be welcome. But they're looking to go from eight schools to 12, so they, at this time, they don't think it'd be the best fit to add two or three. So I'm optimistic that something can move forward there, but again, each of those four schools have to talk about it with their boards and their communities. I think the Tri-County would be a good home for Mexico, and I think there's some schools on the north end of the Tri-County that would like to have neighbors that they can compete against. So we'll see how things go.
Now, was there an invitation to the Clarence Cannon Conference, as I understand it, or was there talk about an invitation?
Sure. We reached out to the Clarence Cannon with Moberly and I believe Marshall, but they're not looking to grow this direction. It was a 7-0 vote that at this time they wouldn't consider the schools. So much of it's so difficult because we're a little bit bigger than a lot of the Clarence Cannon schools, and we're pretty close. And so is, Moberly's about the same. So, I think most people, they want to be in a conference where we don't have to drive more than an hour, and we're pretty sure we can beat all the teams in the conference. And that's not always easy to find that kind of fit for everyone. So I think something will shake out. I do really appreciate Brandon Schaefer's efforts to start conversations and do a little bit of work behind the scenes and talk to athletic directors. He has a really good reputation among athletic directors and among area administrators. So I think ultimately his relationships and his people skills will serve us well as we keep moving.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that spot for sure. Another thing that we have been talking about is facilities. And, of course, there was the bond that voters approved. That was back in April, if I'm remembering right.
Correct.
And so tell us a little bit about an update there. I know the HVAC, roofing, softball, a new kitchen at the middle school.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about
that. It was exciting to watch. Of course, in April, I was watching the results from Osceola, but it was quite a list of things that we're trying to improve. At this point, we're under contract for a lot of roofing work, a lot of HVAC work, and for the softball field renovations. Moving right along with the design at the middle school to renovate that kitchen. I think hasn't been touched since it was completed in 1977. We need some additional classroom space at the middle school, and so I think that'll probably be going out to bid soon. The tennis court, that was on the ballot to put a tennis court at the high school, and voters approved that. That's kind of been slowed down a little bit by some questions about water lines and things like that. We got some information that might cost more to move that water line than anybody would hope, but I think Probably need to continue to move a little more slowly on that and make sure everybody is on the same page. For me, I don't feel like I'm in a position to alter what a previous board and what the voters approved. But I think the board needs to be thinking about how much the cost of that project could end up being.
Yep, absolutely. The middle school project, when do you expect that would get underway?
I'd hate to say too much, but we're really close to finishing. The process is design, bid, build. The design stage is almost complete. So then we'll go out to bid. I don't know if construction would start until, trying to go into the future a little bit. Maybe the summer of 2026. I think that's kind of the target.
Okay.
The kitchen, it'll change the flow of traffic in and around the middle school for a while. So we'll all have to kind of work together with our new friends in construction that'll be there. But it'll definitely make a better space to learn and teach. I think our kitchen has some problems every once in a while with the sewer lines and such. All of our equipment in the kitchen is electric. We'll be able to move that to gas burners. They got to boil a lot of spaghetti noodles on spaghetti day, and that water doesn't heat up very fast. So if we can get to gas, they'll be able to serve the kids better.
Make me hungry, spaghetti day.
Yeah, spaghetti day would be good.
Right. Well, listen, I certainly appreciate you coming in and updating us. We'll see you back in 2025, I believe.
Yeah, so strange. Yeah. See you next year.
All right. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Dr. Troy Lentz.